have to admit, Canada's been interesting. I've gotten to see quite a bit, and even with the snowy weather, it's a beautiful sight out here. After making sure Birch and Mr. Borealis were safely on their way, Mr. Orson took the rest of us where the hot springs were located. You could definitely tell it was warmer near the springs. Mr. Draper and Mrs. Borealis headed over rather quickly when we got there. I couldn't really blame either of them, though, since Mr. Draper was still healing, and Mrs. Borealis had her baby to worry about. Mrs. Draper spent a few minutes talking to Dipper and I, telling us not to go too far if we did any exploring. Dipper seemed a little annoyed by that, but I could see why she'd get worried. My dad does the same with me all the time. Mr. Orson then told Dipper and I that if we watched the sky enough later in the evening, we'd get to see the Northern Lights again. That made us both pretty happy, and since my ability to fully enjoy them back at the Dark Sky Reserve last year got cut short because I got sick, I was really looking forward to it. I'd taken a lot of extra measures to make sure I'd stayed as relaxed as possible during this trip, and worked myself into a pretty stable routine by the time we'd gotten here. Usually after waking up and having breakfast, the first thing I'd do is call my dad. He usually had just enough time to talk to me for a few minutes before heading off to work. I'd also been using my journal a lot, too. The writing helps keep my mind focused so I don't overthink things. I seem to be handling this trip a lot better as long as I'm not left to my own thoughts too long. Usually around mid-evening, I'd call my dad again and update him as to what we've been up to, and after that, I was usually alright for the rest of the night. Anyway, we spent the entire day there. As it got closer to nightfall, Dipper and I started talking.
I still can't get over how you can stand the cold, Bobby. It's gotta be 40 already, and I'm shivering!
I'm not quite sure I get it myself, but my fur and my quills seem to keep me insulated enough so I don't have to worry too much about it. It does get a little cold sometimes, but I can usually handle it.
I asked Uncle Star where we should look to see the Northern Lights, and he said up. I thought he was kidding at first, but he said that up this far they were usually all over, so we just had to keep an eye out, and if we were lucky... Hey, is that a cloud over there?
No, I don't think so. Look at what it's doing.
Yeah, it's moving too quickly and... Oh, wow, Bobby, it's turning green!
Wow! I wonder what it is that causes that to happen.
I don't care. It's beautiful! And look over there, it's pink!
And there's a bit of purple, too! That's amazing! I stood there staring quietly after that point. Looking up at the sky put another thought in my head. Something which I try not to think too much about. Dipper noticed how quiet I was being, though.
Bobby? Are you okay?
Huh? Oh. Yeah, I'm fine, Dipper. Just thinking about something.
Thinking about what?
Well, it's kind of silly, but I'm actually thinking about my grandfather.
Oh. What about him?
A part of me's been wondering what it is he sees from up there. I know he's protecting Dad and I, but I sometimes wonder what it is he's protecting me from. All the way up there in heaven, does he see something that we don't? Does he see the same thing?
Yeah. Maybe Grandma was seeing the same thing, too. I hope she's looking after Uncle Star.
I'm sure she is. And maybe, just maybe, the Northern Lights are being used to show how happy she is with what you guys have done for her.
You mean the concert?
Yeah. I mean, you guys went through a lot just to protect her home. I can't speak for her, but I know that would make me happy.
Well, we had to. It was in her will.
Dipper, when you sing, how often do you do it because you have to? I've listened to you singing for several years now. Yes, there have been situations that made you do it, but you can't really do it if you don't want to do it in the first place. You and I both know that you enjoy doing it.
Well, yeah. I don't want to see that gorgeous lodge leave the family either.
Exactly. And your grandmother sees that, and I'm sure it makes her happy. Just as I know my grandpa's happy with me for following my heart. Seeing things from up there, from another's eyes, I bet it's a completely different picture.
There are things in life you learn, and oh, in time you'll see. It's out there somewhere, it's all waiting, if you keep being.